Surprise. Got a very special message for children. For those of you that have children, I'd love for them to be able to hear this message from your brother, Jay Nolan. I just have a passion for children. I know that Yahushua, when he was on the earth, had a passion for children. And this is inspired by my son and a good friend of our family's daughter. She's 13 years old. Her name is Melanie. And they're over about to observe the Pesach meal with us. We'll be beginning our cooking in about 25 minutes. And so we have some time here. My wife has got all the preparations done. But all you that are children, I just seriously would love to talk to you. As someone who was once a child, see, all of us at one time or another were children. Now, as a child, you have a parent, if they're allowing you to watch this, your parent has decided to follow the truth, the path of the correct way that should have always been. And that is to follow the creator of all. And he has a name. His name is Yahuwah, Y-A-H-U-A-H. And Yahuwah did something so special multiple times. But the reason why we are celebrating the Pesach, what we call, some people call the Passover, the real Hebrew name is the Pesach. And that means to pass over. Now, you as a child might be thinking, you know, how big of a deal is this? Like, what happened that we need to stop and celebrate this? Why is my parent preparing lamb and getting the barbecue and going through all these different things to get prepared for this? Because you see, thousands of years ago, the children of Yahuwah, they were kept in captivity in a land called Matsuri. You heard of it as Egypt. So I was out about to do a couple of things after I was finishing some projects here with getting ready to prepare the meal for the Pesach. And my son was playing with his friend. And I said to her, I said, Melanie, do you know why you're here celebrating? And she was like, kind of looked a little bit. Her mom is in there in the kitchen with my wife. Her dad's about to show up. They all call and follow Yahuwah. I said, I want to tell you from me why you are here and we're celebrating Yahuwah. When I got through telling them, I said, Lena, I think I should do a short live to talk to all the children that have parents that follow Yahuwah. So if you have a child that's watching right now, maybe as a parent, or, you know, just type in the comments. I see our sister Emily said, my daughter Liliana is watching right now. Praise Yahuwah for you, Liliana. You see your brother Jay here. You see, if you follow Yahuwah, right now you're under your parents' covering. Once you reach the age of 20, you're going to hit the age of accountability to where you'll have to go in the ways of Yahuwah. It's your parents' responsibility, and their responsibility is to teach you the ways of Yahuwah. Your responsibility is to honor them so that things go good with you on this earth. Do you want things to go good with you? Do you want to have favor? Do you want the blessings of the creator that can give you anything? You see, under our teachings that promote the truth, which your parents part of our community, you're going to learn how to tap into the full power of Yahuwah. You're going to learn how to call on his name and have him help you with anything you need. So I just want to do a quick shout out. Who's got some children? Okay, Rush. I love it. So Rush Bryson, my children walked in with me. I love it. All right. I bless the children of Rush Bryant. Jesse Gillespie said, my son Jeremiah is watching right now. 17-year-old young man. I praise Yahuwah for you. I'm going to do a special prayer of you children. And you got to understand, when I do a special prayer, I'm an elder in the kingdom. I have a very close relationship with Yahuwah. He speaks with me. He speaks to me. And that's a guarantee. It's hard to even describe it, but he does. And when I pray for you, just pay attention to your life. So I'm going to look here. Who else has some children before I go in on why we are celebrating the Pesach? All right. All right. Waylon, Is Heather, is that your son? Is that your son, Waylon? Good. I want to hear all the y'all got children on here. Okay. Who else got some children? All right. Yamani says, my 13-year-old is watching. Hey, I want you to know you're blessed. The 13-year-old of Yamani Thomas. Your mother is highly favored. Blessed and highly favored. Get ready. Lily and Adeline, my two little messengers of light. They've actually spent, time with me on the Sukkot before. Those two little girls, we stayed with their mom and my wife and my son. We stayed in a trailer together for an entire week, and I just grew to love them. I actually prayed over, was it Lily or Adeline? Which one did I pray over, Amber? When she was just a little baby, I laid my hands on her head and said, you're going to be great. Yeah, Jeremiah, Yeremiyahu. What a powerful name. Yeremiyahu, Jeremiah. Okay, Elmer and Kareem, my children. Kairos, Zarina, Zarina Cello, and Elmer Luis. Kairos Zamir, Zarina Cello, and Elmer Luis is watching. I want you to know your parents are highly favored with Yahuwah. If you obey them, you're going to get favored because you have to get taught. I teach my son. I said, son, you just don't know everything. It's impossible. You're learning, you see. And so what you are have to be very appreciative of, children, is that your parents, they're following a route that leads to eternal life. Like, for real, for real. Like, this is going to be something to where you know and you'll talk about, and this message will go down in eternity. We'll talk about that one day. Okay. Any other children here? Okay, Aaron says, Iyana, my daughter, says, I love Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Marquise says, our grandbaby, only 8 months, will be brought up learning the ways of Yahuwah. Yeah, Heather said, that's our baby. Sue said, my son, 20, and my daughter is 18. Come on. Who's here? I want to know the children that are watching me right now. I got a special message for y'all. Look at that. Adam, my daughter's only 4 months old. Hearing this message. Anybody else got some children here? Come on. I see Shamari's in here. Yeah. Kai and Melanie. My son is watching this. They're in the other room. Right now, they're watching me with this message. Listen, children, I'm going to give you a great, great, great message so you understand. Yeah, my daughter just turned 14. Emily said, okay, okay, I like this. Joe and Ebony. Okay, where did you? Okay, Brandon says, my son's in the middle. And Yaviniel is here. Yeah, Annette says, my grandbabies. 11 and 6. We got Genesis and Nova. You're blessed. I'm giving you power words. Diana says, Titus is here. Power words. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you who you are. And then I'm going to tell you why we're celebrating Passover. Children, every one of you, listen. I'm 55 years on this planet. Was once a child like you. I didn't have parents to show me the way to do it. I had to figure out on my own. How do I find the truth? The thing you children want more than anything is the truth. This world's going to try to pull you from so many angles. You see, I'm an elder in the kingdom, but I'm also your brother. And I have had all these things that many of you are going to have dangled in front of your face. I was a professional athlete, had an opportunity to make millions of dollars, be on television, travel the world, and I did travel the world. And I made some good money. But I tell you what, there's nothing that compares to the feeling that you will ever have than knowing that you're following the truth. So why are we here celebrating the Pesach? And the Pesach in Hebrew means to pass over. You see, these children of Yahuwah, because of their disobedience. Now listen, children, this is what will happen in life no matter what. If you are disobedient, the way this world is set up from the Creator, He will allow you to get strong discipline in order to give you an opportunity so that you can be happy. You see, undisciplined people are unhappy people. They're just unhappy. You will never be happy, my children, if you are not disciplined. So accept that, like embrace that discipline of structure and learning how to do things in the right way. The fifth commandment says you have to honor your mother and father so that your days may be prolonged. So you want to have a long life? You got to honor your mother and your father. And that all may go well with you on this earth. You know why a lot of times things don't go well? People grow up and they have these tragedies happen to them. They didn't follow Yahuwah's way by honoring their mother and father. So what happened is what they call the children of Yisrael. So Yisrael is what we call, some people say Israel. There was a lot of these people that had been brought up in learning the ways of Yahuwah. And he gave them a lot of favor, a lot of blessings, gave them a lot of things, increased them, gave them a lot of food, gave them a lot of material things. And then they began to take their eyes off of Yahuwah and look for other things to serve. You see, naturally as a human being, we always want physical things to be able to serve or to hold on to or have faith in. My children, I want to tell you that Yahuwah, our creator, he is a spirit. One day you're going to transition out of your body into your spiritual body and you'll see him. He is a spirit and we've got to honor him and follow him in his spiritual status. He said we can't see him yet. And the purpose of that, of not seeing him yet, is that it allows us to have faith. Now, Yahuwah loves faith. He loves for you to believe in him, even though you can't see him. That's where most of the blessings come from. If you believe in him before you even see him, that's where you get favor. You're going to have these still, quiet voices, children, that happen in you. Once you start talking to Yahuwah, I want to encourage you to start saying, I want you to say his name multiple times per day. Now, the reason I'm saying that to you is because I'm going to give you some scriptures, then we'll close this out because I got to go cook. But his children, which these are include adults, so everybody to Yahuwah is a child. So I'm not talking about people your age. I'm talking about all the people, the mamas, the daddies, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, the cousins, the friends, all of them that knew how to follow him, that all of a sudden decided not to follow him. He allowed them to become slaves. That's how drastic it got. When Yahuwah really loves you, he'll really discipline you, hoping that you'll turn and come back to him. And they were slaves, my children, for 400 years. 400 years, he let them be slaves. And he let them go through such harsh, hard, terrible treatment so that they would never forget what bad treatment they had to go through. And then after it got so hard and they were crying out to Yahuwah, please help us. Please don't let us stay in this slavery. He finally listened, and then he came out of heaven and he came down to earth and he called on a man named Masha, who we call Moses, but his real name is Masha, and his name Masha means the rescuer is Yahuwah. All children should write, every child, sometime before you go to bed, you should write down Masha, M-A-S-H-A-H. It means Yahuwah. It literally means the rescuer is Yahuwah. He will rescue you. So he chose a man that he imparted on the parents to give him the name Masha, because he knew eventually he would rescue the people through him. And he said to Masha, you're going to go over into Matsuri, Egypt is what they call it. And we get the word misery from Matsuri. So all words, they start to elevate and they mean something. So the words in English we know now, they have a progression of how they got here. So the origin of the word misery is matsuri. You don't want to be miserable, do you? No. So what Yahuwah did was he came down and said, listen, Masha, you're going to go tell the king, they call him the para, the Pharaoh of Egypt. You're going to tell him it's time to let the people go. Now, children, can you imagine? You know, it was about 1 million of those people. About 1 million. Can you imagine that 1 million people who were all slaves and was building that entire country, the entire country of Matsuri was being built off the back of slaves? But Yahuwah said, I'm just letting them be slaves for you until I decide that they've learned their lesson to bring them out of that slavery. So he sent Masha to go tell the Pharaoh, let my people go. And when he first went, Pharaoh laughed at him and said, I'm the king of the most powerful nation in the world. Who are you to come to me and tell me, let the people go? I'm not listening to you. Masha says, if you don't let them go, you're going to have a bad plague come on you. A plague is like something miraculously crazy that would happen. So what Masha did is he went back, and what I'm going to do, I think I'm going to teach this soon, all the different plagues that he had happen. It was nuts. Yahuwah sent frogs to come out all over the land. Imagine you can't step anywhere in your house without a frog being in your house. All the kids go, right? Imagine that. You can't. He sent flies. You ever have flies around you, right? Imagine there's so many flies that are getting in your eyes, they're getting in your nose, in your ears, right? He sent flies, but guess what? All of the people that follow Yahuwah, not one frog got near them. Not one fly got near them. He turned all the water, children. Yahuwah. He told Moses and his brother Aaron, he says, take your rod, your stick, and touch the river, and I'm going to turn all the waters to blood. Who would want to drink blood? Right, children? Who wants to drink blood? But the water for the people that follow Yahuwah, it stayed water. He sent locusts. Locusts are like, imagine grasshoppers that fly and they ate everything. He put boils all over their body, like them little bumps you get on, but the boils covered their body. Masha went back to Pharaoh multiple times. And he said, let the people go. And then the Pharaoh would go, no, I'm not doing it. And then once it got so bad, children, the Pharaoh would say, okay, I'm going to let the children go. And then by the time Masha and his brother would get back, the Pharaoh would change his mind. Go, nah, I changed my mind. So finally, after many, many miracles of torturing Pharaoh and all the Egyptians, all the Matsurim. Finally, Yahuwah said, I tell you what, I'm going to do one more plague to him and to that whole country. I want you to imagine like the United States or Colombia or whatever, or Mexico, whatever nation you live. Imagine the entire country. Yahuwah said, I'm going to do one more plague to the entire country. Brother Joe, all three of his children are locked in. The Cardin children, are y'all listening? How many children are listening? Have your mom and dad give us emoji. Put a fire emoji in the chat or put a thumbs up in the chat. If all the children are listening, Yahuwah wants to bless you. This message will stay with you for the rest of your life. You'll tell your children about me being sent from Yahuwah that told you this message. Especially when I pray over you. I'm going to pray a blessing over you. Okay? Now watch this. Watch. Yahuwah says, I'm going to send one more. And after I do this one, for sure, that king is going to let the people come out of Egypt. Around 1 million people. He's going to let them come out for sure. I done sent them blood. I done sent them flies. I sent them locusts. I sent them frogs. I've sent everything. I've had hail come down. You know, hail, those pellets and tear everything up and destroy everything. He said, I've sent everything. And yet he wouldn't let them go. But he said, he'll let them go this time. Because you see, this time, I'm going to actually send my death messenger spirit. Yahuwah can call anything he wants to happen. And he can say to a spirit that he controls, it's the spirit of death. When people die, it's the spirit hits them. It takes the life out of them. Takes the life right out of them. And it happens through certain people systematically. This time, Yahuwah said, I'm going to send a concentrated spirit over an entire country. It'll look like a fog coming down on the country. And what he told to Masha, he says, you tell all of the people that are my people, the people of Yahuwah, the Yisraelim, they call them Israelites. He says, you tell all of my people, what I want you to do is on the 14th day of the first new moon. So after the first new moon appears, you know, the moon gets dark and then it starts to get a little light. That's called a new moon. 14 days from then, which is today now. So this is thousands of years ago, but that new moon comes up every month to this day. He says on that 14th day of that new moon, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a lamb that is the most purest, your best lamb you got. A lamb or a goat, but it's got to be the best one. It's got to be a male, and it's got to be no blemishes. No, it can't have spots on it. It can't have no bumps on it, nothing. I want you to take a male. And when it gets going towards late afternoon, right before the sun's going to set, I want everybody to kill that male. I want you to sacrifice. You're going to kill that lamb or that goat. And when you kill it, some blood's going to spill out, of course. I want you to take like a brush, like a mop. You know, when your mom or your dad, they got that mop in the house. This is more like a mop. I want you to take that mop. I want you to dip it down in the blood that's coming out of that sheep. I want you to take that blood and I want you to take some. So you know how your door looks? You have a panel on this side, a panel on this side, and a panel on top, and then your door opens. He said, I want you to put some blood. I want you to take that mop, that brush, and put some of that blood, wipe it down one side of the panel. And then I want you to wipe some of that blood down the other side. And then I want you to put some blood on the top part. And around midnight, on this 14th day of the first new moon, around midnight, I'm going to send my death spirit messenger to come down in that whole country. And when that messenger comes down, it's going to kill every firstborn child in the entire country and every firstborn animal in the entire country. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. Whoever was the firstborn, so all of you children that are the firstborn of your parents, if you didn't follow Yahuwah, this messenger of Yahuwah would have killed you. That's how serious this is. Yahuwah said, I'm going to kill all the firstborn from Matsuri, Egypt. He said, but my people, if you listen to me, if you follow me, when my spirit comes down, it's going to look on the post of the doors of your house. If it sees the blood of that lamb on those posts, then what's going to happen is that spirit is going to pass over Pesaha. You see that, children? The name Pesaha? That spirit is going to pass over that house, and it will not touch that house, and it won't touch any animals belonging to anybody in that house. Hallelujah. And it happened, children. Thousands of years ago, This story has been documented spiritually and scientifically to have happened. They've proven that this happened. That spirit of Yahuwah that he sent, that death messenger, came down on that country. And all the people of Yahuwah sat in that house and they waited for it to pass by. But before that spirit came down, they slaughtered that lamb, and then they took it, and then they cooked that lamb, and they had all the clothes on. And guess what they did? They ate that lamb, because after Yahuwah would send that death messenger to come through and kill all those firstborn, Yahuwah said there's going to be a cry out in that entire country. It's going to never be a cry as ever heard like this ever again in the history of the world. And it happened. And the people of that entire country that didn't follow Yahuwah, they were screaming. Mamas and daddies and grandparents were hollering, "My child is gone. Where's my child is gone?" But nobody that followed Yahuwah was gone. And after they were screaming, that king of Egypt, he asked for Masha to come see him because his firstborn child died too. So he knew that Yahuwah is nothing to play with. He's serious. He knew it. He knew he was nothing to play with. And he said, "Get out of here. I'm going to let your people go." So all those approximately million people, they were to eat with their clothes on, their shoes on, and be ready. And they went to the neighbors, all these people crying, and they said, "Give me your gold. Hey, children, give me all your toys." And those people gave them everything. Whatever they asked for, the people of Yahuwah had so much favor. They were so blessed. They gave them the gold, the silver, all their money, the toys, the food. "What do you need? Take it. Just get out of here and please tell your creator, the one that you follow, to leave us alone." And about a million of them went out that night. Now, what's unique, children, is if you go out this evening when the sun's completely set, which it is for some of you, I want you to look up in the sky and you're going to notice it's about a full moon. You want to know why? Because that light of that moon was needed to allow all those about a million people to come out to see where they were going, because they were walking through the desert heading towards the mountain of Yahuwah. So Yahuwah wanted me to tell you this message. Now, how do we know that he wants this message told? Well, he says it over in his word. He says it in his word. And I want to share this word with you because it's important. I'm going to go over to Deuteronomy. I believe it is. I'm about wrapped up, children, so pay close attention. I'm going to go over. And he said, in Deuteronomy, Dabarim is the real name. "And this is the command, the laws and the right rulings, which Yahuwah your Elohim has commanded to teach you, to do in the land which you are passing over, pasha, to possess, so that you honor and respect Yahuwah your Elohim," that's the mighty one, the most high, the creator, "to guard all of his laws and his commandments, which I command you, you and your sons and daughters and your grandsons and granddaughters, all the days of your life, so that your days on the earth will be prolonged, lengthened. And you shall hear, O Yisrael," that's what your parents is bringing you to, children, "and you shall guard to do. So guard to do what I tell you to do, so that it might go well with you. And if so, I will greatly increase you as a Yahuwah Elohim of your fathers has spoken to you. I will give you lands that will flow with milk and honey." That's available to today, children. That means whatever you really, really want, that you really, really want, Yahuwah is here to tell you through me, you can have it. You can have anything, but you got to follow Yahuwah. You got to respect him. And you shall love Yahuwah, your Elohim, with all your heart, children. You got to love Yahuwah while you're learning about him. And if you're there with your parents, I want you to be bold right now, children. And I want you to say to your parents, I love Yahuwah. Say it to them right now. Say it, children. Say, I love Yahuwah. I want to hear my son yelling out in the house. Say it, son. Say, I love Yahuwah. Watch this. Kai. Come here, Kai. Watch this. Watch this, children. This is my 9-year-old son. Come here, Kai. Tell all the children. Say, I tell them you love Yahuwah. Tell them as much. Tell them with your heart.
I love Yahuwah.
Say it with your heart.
I love Yahuwah.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See that? He loves Yahuwah, children. You got to say you love Yahuwah. One more time, Kai.
Hallelujah.
Who do you love?
Yahuwah.
All right. Thank you, son. I love you. Mwah. See that? He gonna make it go right with you. Shut my door, son. Yeah. And you gotta love Yahuwah with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might, children. And these words which I'm commanding to you today, they have to be in your heart, children. And you gotta impress them on your children. So parents, you got to impress these words on your children. And children, listen to me. You got to teach them to your children. You see? And you shall speak of these words and the way to do things when you are sitting in your house and when you walk by the way out of your house. So when you are in your house, you talk about Yahuwah. When you go outside of your house, children, you talk about Yahuwah. And when you go to bed, before you go to bed, you give thanks to Yahuwah. And when you get up, you thank Yahuwah for getting you up. And you're going to write them. And it's going to be like a sign, like a bracelet. You know when you put a bracelet on? To remind you, a bracelet of Yahuwah around your wrist, around your hand. And they got to be the most important thing between your eyes. That means your brain. The ways of Yahuwah got to be the most important to you. And you got to put them on your doorpost. All parents got to put the commandments of Yahuwah up in their house. Lena, bring me the commandments. Kai, somebody bring me the commandments that we got it all through our house. Somebody bring them to me. Children, watch. I'm not just here talking to you. I'm telling you what we do, children. They're going to bring me the commandments. See, all I got to do is say, bring it, watch. Bring me the commandments, the one sitting there. Watch this. Look how fast. Bam! Look at that. That's in Spanish right here. I'm living in Colombia. You know, we speak in Spanish down here too. We got these 10 commandments right there, children. You see? You got to have them in your house, children. You got to have them in your house, children. Yeah. Tears of joy. That's right, CR. Yes. And it shall be when Yahuwah your Elohim brings you into the land, which he promised to our forefathers, to our great, 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 great granddaddy and grandma. Yahuwah made a promise to them. He made a promise to Abraham, who they call Abraham, Yitzhak, they call him Isaac, Yaakov, they call him Jacob. Y'all listen, children, listen. This is what we're doing. Children, we're going to get together on this. I'm your brother. I'm the elder, but I'm also your brother. I'm teaching you the right way. Listen what? If we do this the way Yahuwah wants, he says, I'm going to give you great and mighty cities, which you did not build. There'll be other people that build these big cities for us, children, and us, you, the future of Yahuwah, along with us, we'll work together and we'll own these cities. Imagine if the city you were in now, you owned it. These days are coming, children. And the houses will be filled with all kinds of good things, which you did not put in that house. And you will have wells of water dug for you, which you did not dig. And you're going to have vineyards grape vineyards and olive vineyards and all kind of fruit trees and beautiful trees, which you did not plant. And we're going to eat so much that we'll always be satisfied. But you got to be on guard, children. You got to watch this, children, because you might forget Yahuwah, who brought you out of the land of Matsuri. That's what he was telling them. He's telling me to tell you. Don't you forget him, who got you out of that bondage. So you got to highly respect Yahuwah and serve him. And you have got to stand by his name. And you do not go after other mighty ones. We hate other mighty ones, children. It's okay to hate the bad stuff. We don't like God. We don't like Lord. We don't like Jesus. We don't like any of those things, children. You are to hate those things. My son hates them. And you got to hate them, because they might suck you in and make you lose all these blessings. Children, have you learned something from your brother today? That's why we are serving and observing the Pesaha, so we can get back, because our parents, I'm telling you, my parents, and more than likely your mama and daddy, their parents didn't teach them the right way. Grandma and your grandma and granddaddy, they got fooled by their grandma and granddaddy, and they got fooled. Don't you go be disrespectful to them. You just say, hey, you do like my child. He tells his grandparents, this is the way Yahuwah wants us to do it. He loves them. He kisses them. He says, but you gotta go do it the way. And finally, one of his four grandparents, finally, my child stood so strong, kids, that his granddaddy, my daddy, he observed the Pesaha today. He finally had one of the four go, yeah, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to make it right for my son and my grandchildren. I got to get it correct. And that's what us parents are doing today. We're impressing on our children, and we need you children to work with us and for us to work as a team. We got to teach you the way to go. You got to respect us and honor us. But we need you to be part of this team for the future, because you're going to be the one that gets to enjoy all these things. And you're going to be the one that's running things while we're just overseeing things. We're counting on you, children. So that's my message to you. I've now got to go. I got to be obedient to Yahuwah. I got to go now cook the Pesaha lamb. All right? I don't slaughter it, because Yahusha, the Savior, when he was here, he then took the place of the lamb that's to be killed. Let me clear that up so you know that. So we no longer have to slaughter a lamb. We can just go buy some. And we can go cook some. And when we cook some, we're telling Yahuwah, we remember you and what you did all them years ago. How you brought all about 1 million people. And one night you brought them out. But guess what? We're going to do the same thing. We're not going to do what our great grandparents and great, 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 great grandparents did. We're not going to forget you, Yahuwah. Are we, children? Okay. Okay. So children, let me tell you who you are in Yahuwah. Yahuwah wants me to tell you what I tell my son all the time. And this is a blessing over you. Children, are you ready? Are you ready, children? Pay close attention. Here's your big blessing. You are powerful. You are mighty. You are strong. You are magnificent. You are wonderful. You are beautiful. You are fast. You are mighty. You can do anything. You are awesome. And you are set apart. You are different. And you will be in eternity with us and Yahuwah forever. So now I'm going to pray. Because I just told you, children, who you are. Now, children, I'm going to pray over you. You ready? Yahuwah, I thank you for this message for the children. You told us that are older to teach them in the ways that they should go. And if we teach them the right way, they will not leave that way. They're going to hold on to that way, Yahuwah. So I thank you for these beautiful children that heard this message coming from you today, Yahuwah. That they're going to do mighty and wonderful things, Yahuwah. They're going to be so blessed that their friends is not going to know what in the world is in them. It's different. It's mighty. It's powerful. Because it's you, Yahuwah, in them. So I thank you for them, Yahuwah. So watch over them, protect them, put a hedge around these children. This new generation that you're raising up. That's guarded in the name above all names. And that name is Yahuwah. And with that, we say, Alleluia. Wah! Praise be to Yahuwah. Mwah. I love you, children, with all I got. I was obedient to Yahuwah. I was obedient. Yahuwah told me for the first time ever. That's the first time I've ever done that message. In all the 17 years I've been following Yahuwah. First time I've been impressed to do that message. And I give it to you in service to you, a servant of Yahuwah. I love y'all. Happy Pesach. Happy Pesach. I'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.